I got Annie over here playing the guitar, little country, along with CA. How's everybody doing today? This is CA, your Christian on-air personality on iHeartRadio, along with Annie. Hi, Annie. Let's give her a cheer. How about some hand claps? Let's give her some evening crow. There we go. Hi, Annie.
Hey.
We're doing coffee and conversation, ladies and gentlemen, on a very special mobile, that's right, mobile Christian podcast today on iHeartRadio and EternityReadyRadio.com or EternityReadyRadio. Annie, I don't know if you heard or not, but me and Annie just got the word not even, 30 or 40 minutes ago, that my friend, and I've got to give a cheer to out to, Jeremiah, program director Jeremiah, I'm going to give him some morning crow too as well, or evening crow. Jeremiah, there we go. Oh, hang on a minute, going a little crazy with the crow, there we go. Jeremiah is going to have us on an extra slot from 6 a.m. until 7 a.m. Now it's going to be Monday through Saturday starting November the 26th. How about those apples?
That's awesome.
I know, I can't believe that.
Very exciting.
I know, goodness gracious. Now, didn't we have just a great, wonderful Thanksgiving? And then we also, in addition to that, we had a just a wonderful time. We put your tree up. Friends, if you didn't get a chance to see the tree, I've got to tell you, Annie, it's perfection-wise with the tree, perfecto bindo. It took a half a day for us to find her tree, which is no problem. That happens. Life happens when you're trying to find a tree. We found her tree. It took about a half a day. We put it together. We put the ornaments together. You can go on our Facebook page, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Check that like button for free. You can find us on there, and you can see me and Annie hanging the ornaments. I think you did a fantastic job hanging them. What about you?
Yeah, I think we both did. It was a lot of fun.
Oh, and we're just sitting here drinking coffee or tea or Coca-Colas or whatever it may be. We're just having an awesome time. In fact, you made me some Alfredo. It's really delicious, by the way. And we're over here at an undisclosed location, and we're just having a great time. Annie wants y'all to hear a song, a special kind of song. And you want to tell everybody what the name of the song is?
It is Hark the Herald Angels Sing by Nat King Cole.
Well, we're going to listen to that right now on a very special edition of Coffee and Conversations with CA and
Annie
on iHeartRadio and Eternity Ready Radio. Here we go.
And mercy mild, God and sinners reconcile. Joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumph of the skies. With the angelic host proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark the herald angels sing, that man no more may die, born to raise the sons of earth, born to give them second birth. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn king.
Oh, wow. Awesome is that, Annie? You don't ever get to hear hardly any music like that, especially when Nat King Cole sings, you know.
Absolutely.
I love Nat King Cole. You know, they just lost Natalie Cole, his daughter, no more than 4 years ago. She died unexpectedly. They never really said exactly what happened, but man, she sure carried those tunes like her daddy. And You know, I mean, those were back in the days when, you know, I reflect back of, I've had a lot of people ask me, hey, what was Christmas like back in the day? It was just amazing. I mean, I got to tell you something, and you want a good laugh.
Okay.
Me and my brothers, we get up in the wee hours of the morning, and we knew that Mom and Dad would be trying to put something together for us, right? And back in the days, we had the Whirly Birds. Now, Radio Shack, if any of you guys remember Radio Shack, Radio Shack had the Whirly Birds. Now, they wasn't playing Santa Claus. This was just Whirly Birds to get us ready, you know, for our extra big gift that they told us that we were going to have. The other gifts were from Santa. So, especially if little kids are listening, by the way. But anyway, it was the Whirly Birds. And me and my brothers were like maybe, I was probably about 8 years old. I think Will was probably about six. Jeff must have been maybe about four. And we'd be hearing some noises because in my parents' house that they still live in, the floor still creaks. Isn't that amazing? And so all of a sudden, we'd be sound asleep. We hear some. And Dad was checking out the toys that he was going to surprise us with. Yeah, because Mom didn't. There's one particular big gift that was separate from Santa Claus that they had put together.
Well, now, it was from Santa Claus, though. It was really from Santa Claus.
Well, it could have been, and I could have been wrong. Maybe it was from Santa Claus. Have you ever been, like, in your house or something, and Santa does put something together, and then all of a sudden you trip over the toys that Santa Claus put together?
Yeah, but, you know, I just want to get something clear here.
Yeah?
I believe in Santa Claus.
Well, I do, too.
Okay.
Yeah?
All right.
Yeah, in fact, in a minute, I want you to look up a Santa Claus song because there might be a kid listening or children listening to a Santa Claus song. So I need you to pick us a Santa Claus song here in just a little bit. Now, a lot of people have asked me, CA, have you been naughty or have you been nice? Well, I've been nice. Now, during this COVID year, it's been pretty tough. And kids, forgive me. Now, I was just talking about maybe when I thought the Whirly Birds were already put together, and they probably were put together, but maybe we thought that my dad put it together. Maybe Santa Claus did put it together. I have no idea. I was so young, I couldn't even remember back in the day. So she's looking for some kind of Santa Claus is coming to town, and she found one. You found one right now? Okay, well, let's play it. Is it which one are we going to play? Is it a Bruce Springsteen? Who is it going to do this one?
Bruce Springsteen.
Well, why don't you hammer that one down for us?
All right.
And we're going to play it right now exclusively and only on Coffee and Conversations on the afternoon or evening edition with CA and Annie on Coffee and Conversation. Here we go.
Twice, he's gonna find out who's naughty and nice.
Wow, the great Bruce Springsteen. I don't know how old he is, Annie. I think I read an article where they said he's 70-something years old, maybe, or he might be 70. I'm not really for sure. Someone had to correct me on that, and I do apologize. But you know what? 1975 version of Santa Claus is coming to town.
And if the boss says that Santa Claus is coming to town, we have to believe, right?
Right, and I'm a big believer. And here in a little bit. Now, Annie, I don't know why we had someone bombard this. Can you do me a favor? Oh, my goodness. He's knocking on your front door. Mr. Grinch. Okay, guys, forgive me. Can you see if you can find that Theodore song? All right, hang on, Grinch. He's coming in his big old clog blockers. Let's see what Mr. Grinch has to say. Oh, boy. Annie's going to get the music going, everybody. Boys and girls, get around the table. Yes, we got Theodore's song here. The intro here in just a moment of the Grinch. Let's see if she's looking for it right now. Hang on, Mr. Grinch. Okay. Let's see here. Looking for it right now. Here we go. Gonna get the Grinch. Stand by.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch.
Mr. Grinch, you're not mean.
You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch. You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel.
Annie, protect your tree.
You're a monster, Mr. Grinch. Your heart's an empty hole. Your brain is full of spiders. You've got garlic in your soul, Mr. Grinch. I wouldn't touch you with a 39 and a half foot pole. You're a vile one, Mr. Grinch. You have termites in your smile. You have all the tender sweetness of a seasick crocodile, Mr. Grinch. Given the choice between the two of you, I'd take the seasick crocodile. You're a foul one, Mr. Grinch. You're a nasty, wasty skunk. Your heart is full of unwashed socks. Your soul is full of gunk, Mr. Grinch. The three words that best describe you are as follows, and I quote, stink, stank, stunk. You're a rotter, Mr. Grinch. You're the king of sinful sots. Your heart's a dead tomato splotched with moldy purple spots, Mr. Grinch. Your soul is an appalling dump heap, overflowing with the most disgraceful assortment of deplorable rubbish imaginable, mangled up in tangled up knots. You nauseate me, Mr. Grinch, with a nauseous super noss. You're a crooked, jerky jockey, and you drive a crooked hoss, Mr. Grinch. You're a three-decker sauerkraut and toadstool sandwich with arsenic sauce.
Oh, boy. Well, friends, what do you say? Let's go ahead and give him a cheer. Let's give him some hand clap. Let's laugh at him a little bit. Well, that's comedy. I'm sorry. Correct me if I'm wrong. All right, we're going to correct him. Oh, no, no. Creepy laugh. Okay, okay, fans. Okay. All right. Mr. Grinch.
Yeah. Did somebody let me in the door? Annie, how are you doing?
Hello.
Looking at that tree over there. The lights look like they're pretty bright and could be bright in my cave at the Mr. Grinch house.
Now, Mr. Grinch, we're going to make you happy. We're going to take you today here in just a little bit. And it's only going to take not even 2 minutes to make you happy.
What do you mean by that there, CA?
I mean, we're going to take your little heart that needs to be built up, and we're going to make you happy.
And nobody makes the Grinch happy.
Oh, we will. Just hang in there. Isn't that right, Annie?
That's right.
What makes you think that you can make Mr. Grinch happy?
Well, if you want to know the truth, all it needs to take is a little bit of finding Jesus Christ in your heart. Now, let me ask you a question.
Go ahead and ask me a question. Miss Annie, before he asks me that question, let me ask you something. Where's the presents?
We're keeping them hidden so nobody can guess at what they are.
That's right, Mr. Grinch. Now, pay attention. Pull a chair up over here. Sit down. Plop your little green bottom down here, and let's talk about if you knew, Mr. Grinch, that your life ended at any moment, would you know who Jesus Christ is?
No, I wouldn't happen to know who he is.
How would you like me to help you?
Well, that would be fun.
Maybe. How about yes?
Well, yes.
Okay, it starts like this. Inside your body, inside that little heart of yours that may be small, we're going to make it bigger. Now, I can't make you and I can't change you, Mr. Grinch. But what I can tell you is if you believe. Now, what you've got to do is you've got to admit. So with a softened heart and listeners out there that listen to me and Annie on Coffee and Conversations, what you've got to do is you've got to admit that you're a sinner. So, Mr. Grinch, do you mind closing your eyes?
No, I do not, and I don't mind opening my heart as well.
Okay. All right, so here's what we're going to do. It's like turning your car around, but you're turning your life around. So what you're doing is you're asking Jesus to come into your heart. So pray this prayer with me, and everyone who wants to know about Jesus Christ, let's say this prayer together. Dear Jesus, I ask that you forgive me of my sins, any sins that I've ever committed, and ask you to enter in my heart and wash my sins away. Now, Mr. Grinch, did you do that part one?
Yes, I did. And I'm starting to feel a little better there, CA.
Good. Now, secondly, you're admitting now you got to believe.
Okay.
So let's do it like this, Mr. Grinch, and others that want to know about Jesus Christ. Jesus, dear God, I know that you sent your son, Jesus, and he died on the cross for my sins and everyone else's sins, and he is a lifeline to get to heaven. And I know that he died on the cross for me and everyone else, and that his blood shed on the cross, and he died, and on the third day, he was risen, and he is alive and well. He is up in heaven. And he is sitting on the right-hand side of the throne next to you. So today, I open my heart to you, Jesus, and I accept you as my personal Savior. Enter into my soul and live with me forever. Everyone, I hope you've done that. Mr. Grinch, did you do that?
Yes, I did, and I'm feeling softer now.
Great, now you want to commit your life. Dear God, I pray that I just want to commit my life to you, whatever you got for me in my life. And it's not going to be easy being a new Christian. I'm going to be ridiculed and made fun of. But I know one thing about it. I know having you into my life, that you've got a master plan for me, whether it's to be a pastor, youth pastor, children's church director, whatever it may be, a good Samaritan out there that can reach others and teach others about you. And I just pray you enter in my life and tell me what to do. Lead and guide and direct me and send brothers and sisters into my life as well. In Jesus' name I pray.
Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Good job, Mr. Grinch. Let me give you a little cheer. And a round of applause. You know why?
Why is that, CA? My heart feels like it's softened.
That's right, because you admitted you were a sinner. You told God that you told Jesus, you said, Jesus, forgive me of all my sins I've ever committed. Please forgive me of all my sins. I open my heart to you. Secondly, you believe that God sent his son, Jesus Christ, as our personal Savior, and he died on the cross for my sins, your sins, everyone else's sins. He was nailed to a cross, and he died for us, and on the third day he arose, and he is alive and well, and he is up in heaven, sitting on the right-hand side of the throne next to Jesus. Next to God, and my mind's a little mind-boggle. Forgive me, folks. And then, thirdly, you committed your life to Christ. You told God, whatever you want me to do, I open my heart up to you. Easy as ABC. So congratulations, my friend. I bet your heart is bigger now just sitting down a couple of minutes. It is. It is. Well, Annie, to celebrate this moment, will you search up a Burl Ives song, Holly Jolly Christmas? Mr. Grinch, you just sit down and ravish the moment for a minute. Well, I got to run, CA. Okay, will you run? Let's tell the Grinch bye. Let's give him... You want to tell the Grinch bye, too, Annie?
Bye.
You know what? Up in heaven, Grinch, before you leave, let me just tell you, up in heaven, they're celebrating right now. God is. His angels are. So there you go. All right, Annie, did you find it?
I sure did.
All right, well, I'm going to sing this in celebration, A Holly Jolly Christmas. Email me or Annie, friends, morningsbrew@gmail.com. morningsbrew@gmail.com. Also, like us on our Facebook page, The Morning Brew Christian Podcast. We are going to, my technical wizard right now is going to be playing this. Ready? Holly Jolly Christmas. I'm going to sing it with you guys. Sing along. Burl Ives. Have a holly jolly Christmas.
It's the best time
of the year.
I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer.
Have a holly jolly Christmas.
And when you
walk down the street, say hello to friends you know and everyone you meet. Come on, everybody. Oh, no, the mistletoe. Get it, couldn't see. Somebody waits for you. Kiss her once for me. Have a holly jolly Christmas.
In case you didn't hear.
Oh, by golly, have a holly jolly Christmas this year. Come on, guys. Jolly Christmas, it's the best time of the year. Ready? Have a holly jolly Christmas and walk down the street. Say hello to friends you know and everyone you meet. Oh no, the mistletoe hung where you can see. Somebody waits for you, kiss her once for me. Have a holly jolly Christmas,
in case
you didn't hear. Oh by golly, have a holly jolly Christmas this year. Wow. Annie, you know what? It has been a very long time. Back in my day and let me date it way back into junior high. Some of my people that know me knew that I sung in the choir. I was the only... Now, some of y'all that remember me back in choir, I was the only guy alto. So I never made it to, tenor or bass. However, I remember there was a girl that was a tenor, believe it or not. So some of y'all that know me, there's probably about three or four of you that are friends of mine that know me. So hopefully I carried this tune okay, Annie. You think I did all right?
Oh, you have.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. La, 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 la. There we go. That's what it's all about. But you know, the main part of it is celebrating Christ's birthday. And you know what? It's just so nice when we have him in our heart. And there's so many things that we can thank him for. When we're down and out, when we're blue, when we have thoughts that sometimes Satan puts in, we know that we can always count on Jesus because he's always there. Because, you know, God's all three. He's God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. I hope that you guys get a lot out of this. I hope you got a lot of this coffee and conversation. Before we get ready to close, we did just wanted to do a little bit today. I'm going to let Annie say a few words and a few thoughts as we get ready to end our Thanksgiving weekend. Do you have anything you want to say?
No. Well, yes. Just continue to enjoy this time with your family. I know a lot of people, especially this weekend, are putting Christmas decorations up. You know, the tree inside, the lights outside, and all of that. And each moment that you have with your family, especially between now and Christmas, just cherish each of those moments.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's always treasured moments. Annie had a chance to see the hall Christmas lighting. That was, I showed a video on Facebook on my personal page. And I actually did it 1 year back in 2018. And it was November 2018.
Uh-huh.
And we had a big old light switch back. Anyway, the shirt, Annie, as I shared with Annie, was my dad's bus ministry shirt. My dad did bus ministry back in the 70s. It's a 1970 shirt. And he saved it. And we've never washed the thing. And it has a little bit of body odor from everybody. But yeah, Mama has to have the Lysol spray in it from time to time.
Well, and there's always Febreze, too.
Well, there you go. I forgot about Febreze. But everybody is on the Hall of Fame Christmas lighting. But I got to share one thing, give you a good laugh before we cut out of here on a prayer and everything, guys. I remember that my little brother, when he first kicked this thing off back in 19, I want to say it was probably about 1980-something, maybe 88, I can't remember. He mailed my grandmother, who had, now they're going on to be with the Lord, Annie. They lived in Bellevue, Texas. They had a ranch out there. And he mailed a light switch to them. And my grandmother called me. I was at my mom's house. I happened to answer the phone. Back then, we didn't have cell phones. We had what was called the landline phone. So it was a Pulse one. It wasn't I've seen the Pulse and the regulars, you know. And I answered the phone and said, hello. She said, grandson, this is your grandmother. Why did Jeff mail this 220-volt electricity thing? I read it and it said, this thing's 220 volts and I'm master of lights. Of course, the joke of it is, Annie, is it wasn't 220 volts, but it was the thought of, hey, Grandma, you're going to switch the switch. It was a whole complete setup. You know, my brother, he was a class clown, and he still kind of is. Hey, listen, if you didn't get to hear his podcast, the podcast with him and Sarah, go back to this podcast. It's the next one before this podcast that we're going to post and everything. And Annie's right. You know, you just want to go out and enjoy it with your family, enjoy it with your friends. We are living COVID times right now. If you've lost somebody with COVID, my heart pours for you. Annie agrees that your heart pours for someone that has lost someone to COVID-19. Or if you have lost somebody this year or previous years, our thoughts and our prayers are with you. And I will tell you, cling on to the cross, cling on to him because he loves you. And Annie, before we close, will you do me a favor? Can you go run to your office and grab a Billy Graham devotional and read one for us? And while she's doing that, I'm going to say a few moments here for you guys. I want to thank each and every one of you. I also want to thank Jeremiah on Eternity Ready Radio. It was a blessing today to get to be announced to where we're going to have our morning show extended out through Saturday. I can't thank him enough. Doing this for 2 years, I would not even, I count it as a blessing. I would never give it up. Annie is going to pick.
How about today's?
Yeah, she's going to do a today devotional. I'm going to have Annie read it to you all, and then we're going to say a prayer on coffee and conversation. Miss Annie, are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, go for it.
Okay, so today's devotional is giving to God. And Proverbs 3:9 says, honor the Lord with your possessions and with the first fruits of all your increase. So God doesn't need our money to get his work done. He is sovereign and can do it without our help. Yet he has arranged it so that his work often depends on our generosity. At least two things happen when we give. First, when we give with the right attitude, God reminds us that what we have isn't really ours. He gave us everything we have, and it actually belongs to him. King David prayed, "All things come from you, and of your own we have given you." 1 Chronicles 29:14. We need to learn that truth. Second, when we give, we help meet the needs of others whom God also loves. By giving to others, we testify to God's love for them, and we point them to the greatest gift of all, God's gift of His Son for our salvation. Someone has said that our lives should resemble channels, not reservoirs. A reservoir stores water, a channel distributes it. God wants us to be channels of blessing to others. Are you? So the hope for today is that the truth is that God could do his work with more efficiency and less drama, all on his own. It's pure grace that he offers us the opportunity to partner with him in growing his kingdom.
Amen. Thank you, Annie. Appreciate that. And it's always nice to squeeze in our Bible devotions. Thank you so much. We're going to give Annie a hand clap for that because that was just great. Cheering, hand clap. I'm going to give you some evening crow. There you go. You deserve it. Thank you so much. That was great. Well, me and Annie's going to lead off in a prayer for you guys. So, dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for all you do. We thank you for letting us do coffee and conversation tonight on a Saturday night. We appreciate you, and we pray you watch over and guide and protect everybody. And let us have a great rest of the evening, for we ask it in your precious name. Amen.
Amen.
All right. So we're going to play a little bit of music. On closeout. Well, this is CA and
Annie
on iHeartRadio and Eternity Ready Radio. I want you guys to remember that the sun does rise on the other side. Guys, thank you so much, and y'all have a great day. Oh, that's it. All right, well, y'all have a great day, and we will catch you later. Bye for now.